My guest today is Emma Stoneham, who's managing director of the local racecourse, a business with a turnover of over £2 million a year. The surprising thing about Emma is that at the age of 24, she's the youngest racecourse MD in the country. How do you come to know so much about racing, Emma?
The industry's in my blood. It's as simple as that. I get a fantastic buzz out of every aspect of it, and I always have. I went to school not far from a racecourse, where my dad worked, so it was a fair bet I'd get hooked on the sport from an early age. I started helping him out in his work at the racecourse from about the age of 14. Sometimes I used to go racing with my friends. We'd sneak in for free and watch the horses. It was great fun.
But you're well qualified for the job too, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, I did a general business studies degree at university and could have gone into any one of a number of industries. But even then, the racing bug kept on nibbling away. I eventually realised I really wanted to have a go at it. I didn't want my dad to be accused of nepotism, however, so I decided to make my own way. After graduating, I got a place in a 2-week intensive course run by the British Horse Racing Board. I was lucky. There aren't many places going, and there's no shortage of competition for them. The course focuses on all aspects of racing, so there was lots to learn, but I absolutely loved it.
And 2 jobs down the line, you're an MD. Tell us about race days.
Race meetings take place every 2 to 3 weeks, with 70 to 100 horses at each meeting, and crowds of up to 6,000. We get all the big names, owners and jockeys, and we try to look after them well because their efforts underpin the entire sport. The way it works is that we release the dates of our meetings, and then they decide which ones they want to fit into their schedule. It involves a lot of intricate planning. And there are so many different characters in the racing industry, and you have to try to cater for them all. They're great people, and there's a real sense of camaraderie. Everybody knows everybody.
But you enjoy those days?
Whenever racing is going on, I get such a buzz from it. There's just so many different reasons you can enjoy it. You can go as a family, take part in a company event, have a great day out with colleagues from work, or get all dressed up and have a picnic. It's for everyone. For me, running the racecourse, it's living on the edge a lot of the time because whatever comes up has to be dealt with. But that's what makes it fun. When things get hectic, I just keep thinking, it'll be fine, and never get bored with it. I also see my job as all about passing on the enthusiasm I have to everyone around me. That's important.
But things can go wrong, I imagine.
Oh, they do, yes. Our 2-day midwinter event usually brings in an excellent crowd. It can be the busiest of the year, but the weather can be a problem. We knew several weeks ahead that the day was likely to be hit by frost, and we'd taken all the precautions we could, including laying sheets on the course, such as on the take-off and landing points near the hurdles. On the day, however, the ground was still incredibly hard, and the welfare of the horses and jockeys had to take precedence. We had no choice but to call it off. Of course, if we lose a meeting like this, it still means we have to pay staff and other costs too. But any other decision would have been irresponsible.
So you made big losses?
It was a blow. It means we will have to work harder than ever to make this year's meetings a success. But we'll do it. We simply have to put what has happened behind us, concentrate on the months ahead. Fortunately, we'd already drawn up a master plan to update facilities at the racecourse, and we'd sold off some land so that a hotel can be built. It'll improve our events business if we're able to offer accommodation on site. So, by making adjustments to the budgets for that, we can absorb any losses. But it's all still going ahead regardless.
Emma, best of luck with that, and thank you for joining us today.